You're listening to SBS News.
It's a dramatic mass exit from the Labor Party by seven members of Parliament. As they leave opposition politics behind, they made their views clear on their way out. They believe the party has become increasingly racist and is no longer true to its working class roots. The departure of some of Labor's long-standing MPs highlights the mounting frustration over Brexit and the party's inability to provide a coherent alternative approach, even though the date to leave the European Union is just over a month away. Luciana Berger has been a Labor member for almost 10 years, but she says in recent years she has become ashamed of the party.
I am leaving behind a culture of bullying, bigotry and intimidation. I look forward to a future serving with colleagues who respect each other and who are committed to working together for our great country.
Ms. Berger, who is Jewish, has often criticised the way the party has handled claims of anti-Semitism, citing it as a reason for leaving the party. Previously, she has claimed she has been the victim of anti-Semitic bullying within the party.
The leadership has willfully and repeatedly failed to address hatred against Jewish people within its ranks. And it is for these reasons and many more that I have made this decision today.
The group of seven put out a statement together, remarking they have no confidence in the party's leadership. Chris Leslie had been a Labor politician for more than three decades, but he believes the party is not the same one he joined all those years ago.
We've all been Labor members of Parliament for very many years, in my case, more than three decades. But the Labor Party we joined, that we campaigned for and believed in, is no longer today's Labour Party. We did everything we could to save it, but it has now been hijacked by the machine politics of the hard left.
The opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn released a statement saying he felt disappointed. Labour's finance spokesperson John McDonnell said those exiting the party were elected on the platform of Labour policies and should now do what he calls the right thing and stand down.
We should be working together for the long-term interests of the country. So I'm disappointed, but all of these MPs stood on our manifesto in 2017, Jeremy Corbyn's manifesto. They all increased their majorities. Now they're on a different platform. So the honourable thing, the usual thing for them to do now, is to stand down and fight by-elections back in their constituencies.
The group of MPs are calling themselves the Independent Group. They are not a formal party, but they will sit together in Parliament. Many commentators are comparing the split to the formation of the Social Democratic Party in 1981, when four senior Labour MPs left the party because of its move to the left. The SDP went on to merge with the Liberal Party, forming the Liberal Democrats, a party that eventually got into government in a coalition with the Conservative Party in 2010. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.